The actual log book and administration is not an actual procurement record. But there would possibly be the actual bid signup sheet that indicates the time the actual firm submitted their bid proposal.
Okay, I guess I didn't ask because there is an attendance sheet for March 29, 2013 for the bid opening.
Yes.
And that was signed by apparently people who paid for the opening.
Correct.
Which would have been, and that's at the conference room.
That's correct.
Yeah, there's nothing in the record showing people who actually submitted the bid. I'm just saying in the record we received. You're saying there is, in fact, a document.
There is the actual document that bidders come in, pick up a package, put their firm, the date they picked up packages, the firm name, telephone number, contact, and there's a portion there on that same form that indicates the time and date the actual proposal was submitted.
Shortly after this bid process, you had out another IFB for TSA offices?
That's correct.
Okay. And do you recall in that invitation for bid that the language that was used for the time and place for receiving bids being changed from the language that was in the IFB that's the basis of this matter?
Yes, it was more clarified, the actual time.
Objection. I'm going to raise a privilege at this point.
What's the privilege?
Attorney-client communication.
I'm not hearing that the information, the testimony was the basis of the privilege. I'm not hearing that it came out of
an
attorney-client discussion.
Right, I think it's difficult to clarify without abrogating the privilege.
Objection to me voir dire the witness regarding the issue of privilege, or Mr. Cook, do you want to voir dire him regarding the objection? I really didn't hear any indication that his testimony was the result of a communication. So,
well, I think
that would have to be developed.
I think Mr. Cook's question may be leading to if there was a change.
Right.
Which I'm not sure that's in evidence, but if there was a change, why there might have been a change.
Right, and I think his testimony was there was a change, and it was made, the language regarding the submission of the bid was changed, it was made more clarified.
Well, and those things are drawing the objections. I don't know how far, much farther he's going to go with it.
Let's let him ask the question, and then let's we can address it before the answer is given. So, Mr. Tides, no, hold off on your answer, okay?
All right. All I was going to ask, and this document is an addendum to our response to the agency and the OPA record. It's addendum one. In this TSA invitation for bid.
What tab?
I'm sorry?
This is an addendum to yours?
It's my comments to the agency report that was filed in
Okay.
And attached there too is an addendum one.
Addendum one, okay.
Which is a TSA invitation for bid, just two pages from it.
Okay.
And then all I was going to ask is just an acknowledgement that, that this invitation for bid did have an address for the executive manager's office included in it.
Here's the.
I believe so, yes.
And it specified that the deadline for the submission was at the office of the executive manager.
Making another objection just for the record on this one. You know, an intent, attempt to, under law and rule of evidence, I think it's 400 competency, I think it is, where an entity or an agency improves a process, it can't be used to demonstrate that the prior process was in any way defective.
Like a remedial measure.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
I need to make sure I understand that.
It's fine, okay. For now, we'll overrule it.
Basically, that is my question, is that this later bid clarified where the bids were supposed to be presented, the office of the executive manager, and it gave the specific address for that. Yes.
So Tom, for clarification of your objection, are you considering his testimony to be testifying to a remedial measure which would be inadmissible in this type of relaxed proceeding?
Yes. So I'm raising that objection. This is obviously in addition to the privilege.
Right. I mean, I
think well, issue.
The privilege issue, I don't think that was established, so that would be a rule. Yeah. Give us a minute.
To the objection, I just off the top of my head, I'm not sure if the remedial would came to a clarification of language.
Well, I think that's been a rule. I mean, I don't think it was established that that was done in response to an acknowledged
I don't know
defect in the prior language.
We just wanted to point out that there was another IFP that was more specific. That's the purpose of asking questions.
Okay. Do you have questions? Yeah.
Oh, I just follow up on Mr. Cook's. On the date, I think it was March 29th, you received the bids. Is that correct?
Yes.
Are you the one who received them?
It's received upstairs at our admin office, third floor, the deputy mayor's office.
Were you there?
Well, at the at that office, there is an administrative clerk that receives all documents, stamps, and dates them, and receives. And I am there until the actual deadline and time.
Okay. So on that day, did you go to the executive manager's office at 2 o'clock?
Yes, sir. I was there prior to waiting until the actual 2 o'clock deadline.
And what happened at 2 o'clock?
Once the 2 o'clock comes around, the clerk that does receive it officially announces it's 2 o'clock. The actual bid submittal deadline has been closed.
Okay. And then what did you do? Is that what happened?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then what did you do next?
It was officially closed. We took the actual bid box where the actual submittals were received, locked up.
Is this a wooden box?
Yes, it's a wooden box. All bid submittals are received, stamped, dated, placed, locked inside the box, and brought to the conference room where the actual bid opening took place.
Okay, and is that what happened?
Yes, sir.
Okay, approximately what time did you get to the conference room?
It'll take maybe 5-10 minutes at the most from the admin office to the actual.
So is it your estimation that it took 5 to 10 minutes?
Five to 10 minutes, yes.
To go from the executive's offices to the conference room?
That's correct.
When you got to the conference, at any time prior to entering the conference room, did you or the airport receive K Cleaning's bid?
Between the admin conference room, admin office and the conference room?
Right.
No.
Okay, when did the, and you worked for the airport, when did the airport receive Mr. Conlu's bid?
In the conference room, right before the bid opening.
Okay, and was this after 2 o'clock?
That's correct.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you. No other questions?
Does the...
Okay, so you announced the bidding's closed, you start down to the conference room. When you get to the conference room, you find Mr. Conlu and I believe Mr., the other people from AMI.
That's correct.
There's at least 2 people there. And then you accept, you receive their packets at the conference room, but you don't open them.
That's correct.
Okay. So it wasn't that they were taking them brought upstairs or something. That all happened at the conference room.
That's correct.
So could I follow up on your follow-up?
Yeah.
Well, can you recall the conversation that took place? I mean, these people handed you a bid, right? And what happened?
Yes. I officially opened up the bid opening, and I did announce that that they were 2 submittals, 2 proposers with their bid package. The authority would go ahead and receive it. Although they were not going to open it, they were considered as a late bid. It was announced, and we went ahead and received it, although they were not open.
Okay. Did they, these people express any disappointment or anger or concern?
Yes, they did question, and I said, well, it is after 2 p.m., and it was discussed in a pre-bid conference. It was indicated also on the IP package that the same location we picked up the bid package was the same location the actual proposal, bid proposal was to be issued and received, which was the 3rd floor admin executive manager's office.
Okay. Thank you.
I have a question. Mr. Teichner, how long have you been the purchasing manager?
I have been the supply management administrator for, I believe, the last 6 years.
Okay. Were you still working in purchasing prior to that?
Yes, ma'am. I've been there for a little over 20 years.
Okay. In your own experience, have you had this issues of late submission?
That I can recall, no.
In your 6 years as?
As a SMA? No. Late submission. This is the first, yes.
This is the very first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So as a result of this, what did the airport decide to do? Because it was not just one. It was not just one firm, but 2 firms.
That's correct.
Correct. So what did you think about it?
They were late. It was misunderstood, I guess, where the location was. And it has never happened. I mean, there were 7, I believe, 7 proposals that were submitted. There wouldn't be any reason or excuse that I thought of not for them not knowing where the actual location, the actual place where the proposal was to be delivered.
You said there would not be any excuse?
There shouldn't have been. I didn't see any reason why they had a reason to think it was there and not up at the 3rd floor, because it was mentioned. It was mentioned several times at the pre-bid conference and also in the bid package that the bid submission place was the 3rd floor executive manager's office, no later than 2 p.m. And when you do have 5 other firms that did submit it, complied, final location, it's just hard to understand why. And it's perhaps, I can't explain.
But in this particular case, you mentioned yourself that it was not just one, but 2 vendors.
That's correct.
And all right. Can I read to you something? And this is actually from the bid. I don't want to show it to you. I just wanted to read it to you. It says, time and place. It's called Invitation for Bid Custodial Services, the bid we're talking about. And it's on item number 2. time and place for receiving bids. Okay, that's the head, that's in bold. As described in the bid documents until 2 p.m. Friday, February 15, 2013 at GAA, at which time and place all bids will be publicly opened and read aloud at the GAI conference room. So reading that time and place for receiving the bids, where does it say executive manager?
There is, if I can see one of the proposals, I can identify it, but it is indicated in there in the bid package. Maybe that's one area it's addressing that the actual proposals will be publicly open and read out loud. But there is a paragraph in there that states the location.
But the heading says time and place for receiving the bids. It doesn't say time and place for opening the bids. It
right.
says time and place for receiving the bids. And it just goes on to say, as described in the bid documents until 2 p.m. Friday, February 15th at GIA, at which time and place all bids will be publicly open and read aloud at the GIA conference room. So going back to Mr. Cook's subsequent addendum, I think that one said that was changed to...
And we clarified on that.
To clarify.
Yes.
As you said, to clarify. Mm-hmm. And it was changed then to...
It was added the actual address.
Of
the third floor.
The executive manager.
That's correct.
That's my recollection. So in this bid, it says GIA conference room, but in the subsequent bid of TSA,
yes.
it said...
It was clarified, yes.
It was clarified.
Correct.
To say executive manager's office.
Correct.
Right. So again, going back in all, during your last 6 years, this was the first time there was this... late submissions.
Correct.
Okay. And then in the 20 years that you've been working there as in procurement, you've not ever had late submissions.
Not I can recall, no.
So this is the very first time.
That's correct.
Thank you.
I have a couple of questions, Mr. Titano. So when the bidders submitted their bids, the clerk would document the receipt of those bids, correct?
That's correct. It would be stamped and dated and initialed on the bid package and as well as on the balance sheet.
Okay. Now with respect to the case cleaning bid and the AMI bid, were those bids logged in as having been received?
No, sir.
Okay. And where is the clerk position, the clerk who receives the bids, where is that clerk located?
They're located third floor, admin office, by the executive manager's office.
Okay, and is she actually in the executive manager's office or outside?
She is right outside. The elevator opens, there's a front door, and she's right there in front.
Okay.
She's the first point of contact for anyone coming in, and she's the last person to see anyone leaving.
Were the AMI and the K cleaning bids placed in the locked box?
No, sir.
Okay. And is the time at the... you were upstairs in the executive director's office at the time the bids were being received, correct?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Was there a GIAA employee or official in the conference room at the time that case cleaning and AMI were there, to your knowledge?
To my knowledge, I'm not aware, no. But they were, when we did arrive to the conference room, there were a number of airport employees that were there.
Okay. And when you arrived at the, do you know what time the airport received case cleaning's bid packet?
It was it was after 2 o'clock, after the deadline. Like I said, it took us maybe 5 to more than 10 minutes to go back to down to the conference room. And it must have been maybe 10 minutes after 2.
What I'm trying to find out is, was there a GIA employee who accepted the bid packet from case cleaning before you got down there?
No, I was the one who actually received.
You were the one?
Yes.
Did a GIA employee advise you prior to receiving the bid packet that Case Cleaning and AMI were there with the packets?
It was brought to my attention once we got to the conference room.
Okay. Can you say whether or not that GIA employee became aware of those bid packets being present? Can you say that that was after 2, or do you not know?
I don't know.
I'm trying to find out if maybe a GIA employee became aware that those bids were available for submission prior to the time deadline.
To my knowledge, no. No one at the actual conference did bring to my attention that they were there before 2.
Right. But, I mean, nobody said the opposite either, right?
Correct.
In your opinion, having looked at the bid documents now, do you think that there was maybe some lack of clarity regarding where you submit the bid packets?
There may have been questions about that, but it was clarified in the pre-bid conference, and that's basically what the pre-bid conference is about. Any clarification, any questions or concerns that potential proposers did have regarding the actual package, as far as specifications, clarifying locations, and of course, possibly clarifying the actual paragraph stating the time and place of receipt.
In the recording, you announce the time and place where bids are to be received. Did anybody in the pre-bid conference ask you, even after your announcement, where bids were to be received?
No.
And you indicated that when statements are made at the pre-bid conference, they're not considered, what is it, official?
Official,
unless, correct. Unless and until they're put in writing.
That's correct.
Were there further instructions issued regarding the time and place for submission of bids by bidders? Was that done subsequently in writing?
No.
I don't have anything further to you. Mr. Cook? Mr. Fisher?
Thank you. At the pre-bid conference, if somebody raises a question and you respond to it, is that what you reduce to writing?
Well, we try and clarify it at the pre-bid conference, and we do address that. Any questions asked and any responses given is unofficial. Right. Everything needs to be submitted in writing, mm-hmm. and we will respond to it in writing officially.
Okay. It's clear to all, you said at the pre-bid conference where you needed to submit, correct?
Correct.
All right. And did anybody raise a question as a result of that?
No, not to my knowledge, no.
Okay. A question was put to you about a particular paragraph in the invitation for bid. It reads in the general information section, time and place for receiving bids. You recall that question from the public auditor?
Yes.
Okay. And she read to you a section that says, as described in the bid documents until 2 p.m. Friday, February 15th, 2013 at GIAA. It says, as described in the bid documents. Is there any other place in the bid documents that describes where the bids are to be received?
Yes, sir.
If I were to approach you with the IFB, do you think you could locate that?
Yes, I can.
Thank you. May I?
Yes.
I'm going to be handing him a tab F, which is the actual IFB. You can just find some place in the bid document that describes where to receive this depiction. Tab F, sir. Yeah, so we can get him in. Following up, if you would look at the instructions to bidders.
Okay.
Does the instructions to bidders tell you where to submit the bids?
Yes, it does.
What's it say?
Receipt and opening of bids. 1A, sealed bids and triplicate will be received at the office of the GIA Executive Manager as indicated in the invitation for bid, as which time and place all bids will be publicly open and read out loud.
Okay. Thank you. I don't have any other questions.
Just only? If I might?
What you just read, does it say only received at the office of the GIAA executive manager?
No, it doesn't say only.
Thank you.
I just have one question. Would you like to know if the IFB instructions are going to be changed? Could you change those orally at a pre-bid conference, or would you have to change them in writing?
No, everything will be official in writing.
So, okay, nothing else. Anybody? Thank you, Mr. Tyson.
I'm going to go ahead and get that back.
Mr. Fisher, do you have any other witnesses?
I don't.
Mr. Cook, do you have any rebuttal witnesses?
No.
Do the parties wish to make closing arguments, or do they wish to waive them?
You're excused, Mr. Tyson. I'm sorry.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
He does, I will.
I believe I pretty much made my arguments in my opening, so unless you have any specific questions, I think I presented what our argument would be, our position. I think it's fairly clear.
How about you, Mr. Fisher?
That's the case. I mean, frankly, we were both prepared to submit on the briefs prior to this information about the pre-bid conference. So, and I think I've made my arguments through the case as well.
Yeah, I think both positions are clear. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
That's adjourned for the record.
Thank you.
This concludes our hallmark hearing of OPA PA 13-004, K Cleaning Services versus AB One Pet International Airport Authority. The time is 11:31. Thank you.